Colette Ramazani came to New Hampshire from the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2000. She's in her 30s, short, well-dressed, and quick to smile. Like many refugees, Ramazani saw some horrors before coming here.
I saw a boy who was crying, and he got hit by a rocket, and his intestinal was all out. I looked at him. I was questioning myself the same question. Why am I gonna die here?
She lived through two of the most violent conflicts in African history. She was in Rwanda when the Rwandan genocide erupted, and she fled the killing there back to the Congo, just in time for two civil wars to break out. In Congo, she was working for the rebel government and found herself in the crosshairs. She remembers when the fighting first broke out, her biggest fear was that she would wind up in a mass grave like the ones she saw in Rwanda.
I went back to my room and took my passport and my other IDs, put in the pocket. Just if I die, so they can identify me.
After coming to New Hampshire, Ramazani found her way into a psychotherapist's office and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Sarah Mason is Ramazani's therapist. She says that people with PTSD can suffer from debilitating symptoms.
Well, anxiety, fear, feeling super alert, hypervigilant, might have insomnia, appetite disturbance, avoidance of thinking about the event, intrusive thoughts and memories, bad dreams.
She also says that working with refugees can be tricky, since some of the patients come from cultures unaccustomed to Western mental health treatment. Sometimes they don't know that there's help out there and have been bottling up their mental anguish for so long that they begin to experience physical pain.
You know, headache in my stomach and, you know, whatever, or my back hurts, or, you know, and the doctors say, I can't find anything, you know, we don't see anything wrong with you.
Treatment for PTSD consists of talk therapy, confronting little by little whatever triggers their fears, and perhaps medication. Refugees who have been through trauma, like Ramazani, have a hard time participating in day-to-day life.
You are really afraid of a public, like a huge public. You just see each person like it's gonna hurt you. Because you have that fear already of being hurt.
Ramazani says staying employed is difficult. She left her most recent job because she was breaking into tears at the slightest provocation.
Anytime you can have like a flashback, and that flashback immediately make you broke down.
Ramazani says her therapy sessions with Sarah Mason saved her, and if it weren't for her medical team, she might have taken her own life. It's tough to say how many of the refugees that New Hampshire takes in have an undiagnosed mental illness, especially since it's likely that many don't come in for treatment. The state requires incoming refugees to have a health screening, and the doctor is supposed to assess mental health. But it can be difficult to decide after a single session if someone is not well mentally. New Hampshire is still working to create a standardized mental health screening. But Sarah Mason, who specializes in treating refugee patients, keeps very busy. She has a caseload of about 50 at any given time. And if Ramazani's experience is any guide, when coping with this trauma, it doesn't help to be 6,000 miles from home.
Any refugee, we miss home. And we wish we could go back home. I feel I don't have a country. I don't have a home.
But she's making progress here. She's studying a master's in global business at Southern New Hampshire University and trying to put her nightmares behind her. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.